I think just very quickly, there are some really important other takeaways that I wanted to sort of flag and highlight. The first is, like many sort of innovations at this sector level, finance is only part of the picture. And from this project, we've learned a lot about business support services and staff training and how these areas that are often overlooked play such a major role in the delivery of financial products and services for women and women-led businesses in particular. We know that businesses and people in this sector have very different needs. And so the more tailored the solution is to meet those needs, the more relevant and useful it will be to them. And then very much related to this, designing for women is critical to ensure the product works for them. So not enough is known by financial services providers about women because we don't collect enough sex disaggregated data about them. And I realize we're talking about MSMEs here and it's hard to determine the sex of the business. But Women's World Banking, I think, will never stop advocating strongly that we understand more about the needs of low-income women and use that knowledge to inform product and solution development. And then finally, why is this research important for Women's World Banking? Sonia sort of alluded to it very, very clearly and concisely. Organizationally, we feel very strongly that the more we understand the outcomes of our work on the women themselves, the more credible and useful that work will be. Sonia often says financial inclusion in the service of what? And it's that empowerment framework that really helps sort of drive our understanding of the impact of financial inclusion on the lives of women and also the societal impact. And the more we can sort of link inclusion to those sort of broader benefits, the better. And then I think this work informs our conversations with the financial services providers that we have within our Women's World Banking network. These are the organizations that are fingertips of our work into the markets, and they're on the ground running programs. And the more we can feed this kind of research into that network, the more we can learn from it, we can scale what's been done by KCB and other organizations, and we can replicate that so we can benefit even more people.